whole brain radiotherapy treats everything. But if you treat enough lesions by stereotactic radiosurgery, there is some impact. You slow the computer down. And she was starting to slow. We put her on Ritalin, which perked her up a little bit. And then, unfortunately, she was starting to progress in both the body and the brain. She had symptoms in the brain. She had bad headaches. And we had a very full and frank discussion between myself, the radiation oncologist, her husband, and herself. Look, if we give you whole brain radiotherapy, we could produce radiation dementia. You know, you've had a lot of lesions treated by SRS. You've got some cognitive impairment already, but you are getting symptoms from this disease in the brain. And she said, well, okay, I'm going to try it. And she had a terrible outcome, I have to tell you. Literally within 2 weeks of finishing the whole brain radiotherapy, she entered a cognitive decline. She withdrew. She didn't have any symptoms, but she had left us and then died about 4 weeks later. And I spoke to the husband a lot afterwards, and we had this long discussion about, was it the right or the wrong thing to do? And this is the way we rationalized it. What he did by supporting her when she went through the whole brain radiotherapy was to take the burden of her disease onto himself. He became the carer. She didn't have any symptoms. She wasn't distressed by this. He was the one distressed. And that helped him deal with the horrible situation. It allowed him to think that he had made the sacrifice, even though his wife left him technically earlier than she might have done cognitively.
Could you talk about that a little bit more?
I mean, so for those who've seen it, you know, radiation dementia is one of the saddest things that you ever get to see. I mean, literally, people withdraw, they stop eating, they are gone even though they're physically still there. And that was very tough for the husband to go through because he suddenly became, you know, the complete carer. I mean, he had to lift her in and out of wheelchairs and take her to the bathroom and everything else. And he worried that he'd done the wrong decision to push for the whole brain radiotherapy rather than letting her suffer with the raised intracranial symptoms that she had. And, you know, if you can go back in the time machine, you always wonder if you'd make the same decision. And the way we allowed him to come to peace with that decision was to say, we took the symptoms away from his wife and we shifted the burden of the disease from her onto him because he now had to be the carer. And that was okay. He was the guy that said, you know, if I could make the disease happen to me. And I said, that's kind of what you did. But it was a very tough situation.
Wow. Well, let's get back to the medical parts of this. And I'll mention that in the past, we've gone to the Society of Neuro-Oncology to do meetings on glioma. We did one on targeted therapy of brain mets. Can you imagine? And then I did an hour and a quarter interview with Greg Riley about it. So that's oncology, an hour and a quarter on targeted therapy of brain mets. But anyhow, this case certainly brings up a lot of questions. My mouth is still dropping from the 18 lesions that had SRS moving up to 35, et cetera. So that's the first question, which is, you know, I thought you don't go beyond 4 or maybe 10. What's your experience?
Well, so there isn't one answer. I mean, we are constantly in the process of pushing the envelope. I think in this case, we pushed it too far. I think, you know, there are other people who have had 100 lesions treated by SRS and have no side effects. So there's something to do with her biology that her normal brain parenchyma was just suffering more with this. So it's not just to do with the number of lesions. We have certainly shown in publications from our center that, you know, you can treat, you know, tens of lesions and get good control and preserve cognitive function in most people. So we are very much trying to avoid that whole brain radiotherapy because people are now living long enough that they might manifest radiation dementia from it.